Nash Next 2017 is going on, and I'm happy to welcome Shania Page back to our studio.
Hello.
How's it going?
It's going pretty good. I'm super excited. It's been since August or something.
I was going to say, it's been a while, but yeah, we're happy to have you signed up for Nash Next.
Yeah, I'm super excited about it too. I think it's going to be a lot of fun meeting a lot of new artists that's kind of in the area.
Yeah.
And from other areas as well, so I'm excited.
Yeah, we have the only competition in Illinois, actually. So we've got people ranging from here in Peoria to we've got somebody signed up from Chicago now and people from Springfield and Decatur. Like, it is a whole Illinois competition. So
it's
going to be really cool.
Yeah, that's super awesome because, you know, coming from Illinois, you don't get this opportunity every day. So.
It's very true. And if you've heard on our station, Todd O'Neill, who won Nash Next 2016 last year, has been playing all the time right here. And what's really cool, he broke into the top 40 a couple weeks ago.
Wow.
Already.
That's super
exciting. His song's been out for like just over 2 months. And so this is the kind of thing that you can get with Nash Next 2017.
Yeah, I mean, it's a super amazing opportunity, and especially getting up there in the charts, like that's super exciting, especially for a music artist.
Yeah, actually, tomorrow is the deadline, 10:59. So like Shania, if you want to sign up for Nash Next 2017, you gotta do so ASAP on our website, 97.3NashFM.com. Now, we are here to talk about you though. What have you been up to since we've seen you last?
I've been up to anything and everything. I'm getting ready to release my very first EP later this fall. I just wrapped that up in Nashville a couple weeks ago, and I've got some super interesting songs that are going to be on this EP. So I'm always writing about things that happen to me in real life.
That's always the best way to start.
Yeah, so I write about real people.
Okay.
And so I've got a couple interesting songs on there for you guys to listen to. I've been gigging everywhere.
Yeah.
So it's been super exciting to meet new people and especially get to meet the fans who have been supporting me since the beginning.
That's really cool.
And also this November, I will be headed back to LA. I was nominated for my 5th Hollywood Music in the Media Awards.
Wow.
With a new song that's going to be on my EP. And so this song is a little bit special to me, and I'm not going to name drop yet.
It's
kind of my little secret. So,
ooh. What's your EP going to be called? Do you have a name?
We haven't decided yet, which is like the best part. So
you wanted to represent the whole thing in the best way. It can be
kind
of stressful to name things.
I know. It can be a little bit hard trying to pick the right name, especially for all the stories that, you know, have gone into this EP. So I think I have a couple ideas in the back of my mind, but we're not 100% for sure yet.
Do you want to spill any of the stories behind any of your songs?
Well, they're definitely about guys.
Naturally.
Specifically one guy in specific. I won't name drop because it hasn't come out yet, so it's kind of a secret. But no, I'm super excited to be able to share my story with people.
Awesome. Now, the song that you submitted for Nash Next 2017 is called Be Somebody.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about this one.
This is a song that I wrote, you know, about a girl who is just, she hasn't really been very social all of her life. And then, you know, she's getting up there in age and decides to meet new people and start experiencing new things for the first time. And she doesn't really know how to handle that. And so she wants to be this person that everybody pays attention to. And it could either be a good thing or a bad thing. So that's kind of what inspired me to write that song.
You'll be able to hear Be Somebody starting on our website July 1st when the ratings happen. So what do you want to say to anybody who may be listening who doesn't know you now? Why should they vote for you, not just for Be Somebody, but as a musician in general, to win Nash Next 2017?
You know, I always say, like, I am where I am for a reason. And as far as I go in my career, I feel like I've already made it just being here right now talking to you and being able to share my talent with others. So I'm super excited to just be part of the competition.
What would you do if you got to go to Nashville and compete for that top 10 and possibly even win that Big Machine record?
It would be super exciting. I would be overwhelmed with emotions because, you know, I've been at it for 4 years now. And so I've really put a lot of sweat and tears into all my songs that I've written.
Now tell me about school and what you're doing.
I'm going to be a sophomore at Monmouth College.
Okay.
I've joined a sorority, Kappa Kappa Gamma.
Okay.
So that's been a really awesome experience. I've actually been able to be in The Key, which is like our head magazine for Kappa Kappa Gamma.
Nice.
And that's landed me a sponsorship with Suntan City. So I am super excited to be able to be a part of that company. And I also am having a sponsorship with Boot Bobbles, which are little charms that you can hang on the side of your boot. And I also want to thank Lindsay Titus with Rhinestone Junkie, who dresses me for all my shows. So
look at that, you're just already sponsored. You're on your way regardless of how you do in Nash Next.
I know. It's been super exciting. It's been a super busy year. So
yeah, I can imagine.
I also want to thank my manager, Jill Pavel, for like always opening the doors for me and giving me huge opportunities, letting me record, songwrite, and especially setting me up here with Nash Next. So I'm super excited to be a part of this event.
How did you get into music for those who maybe did not hear you the first time you were on our station?
I actually originally wanted to be an actress, and I was Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz for a spring play in seventh grade. That's kind of when people were just like, she has potential and she should really do something with this. So I went to this event in Disney World called Premiere Event, and that's where I met my producer, and we just kind of hit it off, and we decided like, let's take this to the next level. And that's when I recorded for the first time, and that's kind of how I got started. And ever since then, I've just been keeping at it and keeping busy songwriting, performing.
Has it always been country music, or is it just like having a name like Shania, you felt like you had to do country music?
You know, when I'm performing, I perform a little bit of anything and everything, covers, original, rock music, pop music, country. I started out country, and I was always looking up to the country artists, and I still do, but this next EP is going to kind of bring out a pop side in me. I'm excited to be able to kind of make that transition.
Who have been the biggest influencers of your music and your sound?
I really have a huge influence, you know, with Kelsey Ballerini.
Oh, yeah.
Thomas Rhett, for sure. And on the pop side, kind of, I've really been listening to Bebe Rexha lately. And
she's phenomenal, isn't she?
She is very excellent. She just released her first EP, too. And I love every single song on it. I listen to it over and over again.
Yeah, she's been featured on a few pop songs that have made it really big, too. So I can't wait to see what's for Bebe Rexha. So that's a great influence.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, she's great.
Well, here is Be Somebody. Let's see what influences you can hear. Thank you so much for stopping by our station today.
Thank you for having me. I'm super excited.
Shania Paige, Nash Next 2017 contestant, Be Somebody, plays now on 97.3 Nash FM.